Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled A Word of Thanks. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth, in the meditation of all of our hearts together, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you had a good year? Or did you have a year that maybe wasn't so good? Perhaps some significant losses in your family, job disappointments, financial struggles, personal challenges, medical issues. There are so many things that we can look at and think, wow, that sure brought me down. The reality is that for pretty much all of us, the past year has been a mix of good times and good things happening and things that weren't so good. It's all part of this journey of life that we share. As we hear in the book of Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. It's all part of life that there are cycles of good and bad, joys and sorrows, challenges great and small to sometimes overcome and sometimes just to deal with. Recently, we adopted a little dog. Something my wife Karen has wanted for quite some time, and she's got a big grin back there. She is a dog person, and I have always been uneasy, if not even fearful, around dogs, whether big or small. Well, Lily melted my heart, and I agreed to getting her. She and Karen formed an immediate bond. Unfortunately, not so much with me. If I try to approach her, she will bite and sometimes bark. Of course, that only feeds into my fears all the more. A mixed blessing and a challenge. A week after getting Lily, Karen was going away for a few days, and I would be left to take care of this little beast all by myself. We didn't do very well for the first couple of days, and I found myself feeling very sad and desperate, not knowing what to do, but I kept on trying. She didn't want to eat or drink or go outside. I was really starting to be afraid that she would be sick or worse by the time Karen would be home. And I prayed. Boy, did I pray. That night, she eased up a bit. And the next morning, eased up a bit more. We have a long way to go, but my prayers were answered. Now, prayers to get along with a new pet may seem very trivial. But at the time, when it seems that nothing is going right, those prayers can feel like the most important prayers of all. Have you had times like that? I'll bet you have. It could be an exam, a doctor's appointment, a meeting, maybe a relationship issue, a medical problem, or maybe just trying to pay the bills and make ends meet. We all have things of concern, both large and small. But when we take them to God in prayer, we open ourselves up to the loving God and the help that that loving God offers us, no matter what we are asking. Our prayers should not just be offered when we want something, though. We should also pray to give thanks and praise to God, certainly when our prayers are answered, but also just out of recognition of what we receive on a day-to-day basis. Those things we too easily take for granted: friends, family, a roof over our heads, food to eat, clothes to wear, life itself, deserve a word of thanks. In our gospel reading for tonight, I shared with you the very familiar words of Jesus when he shared his last Passover supper with his disciples. This was a night leading up to his arrest and ultimately to his crucifixion. Things he knew were going to happen. Those are not things of joy and celebration, at least not at first glance. But yet, in the midst of all that was going on, Jesus gave thanks. Jesus, God's Son, the long-awaited Messiah, gave God thanks for the bread he was to break and gave thanks for the cup he was to share. Did he really have to? Well, I guess one could debate that point, but he did so in order that we would do likewise. Likewise, not only at the communion table, but for all things. Much like the Israelites we heard of in our reading from Deuteronomy, we give thanks for the fruits of our labors and the labors of so many others, but also for the amazing gifts we receive from God's creation. Those fields that have produced so much for us, both literally and figuratively. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he encouraged them to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. Not just when things are going well, but always. For even when we don't feel God's hand at work directly in our lives, God is still there. We just don't always recognize that incredible presence. May we open our eyes to the many wonders and gifts of God each and every day, things seen and unseen. May we indeed give thanks, for each of us has received so very much from God's bounty. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Holy God, may we be thankful people who rejoice in the blessings and gifts you have given us, and for your presence among us in good times and bad. May it be so. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, A Word of Thanks. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.